From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A group of recent polls show it's a tight race between former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum in Michigan. That's ahead of tomorrow's primary contest in that state in Arizona. NPR's Snorri Glinton has more.
Rick Santorum has spent the run-up to the Michigan primary crossing the state, speaking to increasingly enthusiastic crowds. Santorum is criticizing Romney for the volume of negative ads playing here in Michigan, which erased the lead Santorum once held.
To be attacked on television as someone who is not an authentic conservative by a Massachusetts governor is a joke.
Santorum says he's the real conservative in the race and the Republican with the best chance to beat President Obama. Snorri Glinton, NPR News, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Former Governor Mitt Romney was also in Michigan. Romney accusing his rival Rick Santorum of not knowing how to create jobs. And he told an audience in Rockford, Michigan, he will focus on that.
I'm going to go to work to get our economy going again with good jobs and rising income. That's what this is about.
One of the other remaining candidates in the race, Newt Gingrich, was in his home state of Georgia, which holds a primary next month. Today he took aim at President Obama's health care law, saying if elected, he will repeal it. The Obama administration says it is not veering from the current course in Afghanistan in terms of moving into more of an advisory role. That's despite the killing of two U.S. advisors over the weekend, showing the continued risk foreign forces face there. NPR's Tom Bowman has more on the administration's plans.
One new development we're seeing is the creation of training teams they'll be sending over this spring to help train the Afghan forces. Now, these are small teams, maybe 18-member teams, that will work with larger Afghan units, maybe of several hundred to 1,000. But the concern now is with the killings of Americans by Afghan security forces. The big question is, will those training teams have enough security of their own to work with the Afghans out in the field?
NPR's Tom Bowman. Concerns about the safety of U.S. forces have risen in recent days as protests over the burning of copies of the Quran on a U.S. military base have raged across the country. U.S. households continue to pare down their debt during the fourth quarter. The New York Federal Reserve says during the final 3 months of last year, overall consumer debt fell just over 1%, led by a drop in mortgage balances. At the same time, credit inquiries, considered a key measure of consumer demand, were up 2.7% from the previous quarter. Mortgage originations also moved higher for the first time in three quarters, seeming to suggest increased demand for housing. On Wall Street today, notwithstanding some positive economic news, the market went above 13,000 but failed to finish the day there. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 1 point to end the session today at 12,981. Advancers and decliners were just about even. The Nasdaq gained 2 points to close at 2,966. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up a point today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Residents of the small town of Chardon, Ohio, are still reeling after an incident in which a student at a local high school opened fire, killing at least one other student and wounding four others. The student, who's a juvenile, was apprehended a short distance away from the school. One witness says the gunman appears to have been targeting a group of students sitting at a cafeteria table in the Northeast Ohio school. Other students described an incident in which they say the gunman fired two shots quickly as students tried to get beneath the table. For the first time, an architect based in China is the recipient of his profession's highest honor. Edward Lifson reports the Pritzker Architecture Prize has gone to 49-year-old Wang Shu, who is interested in preservation and tradition.
Wang Shu says in the 1990s he had to get away from China's architectural system of demolition, megastructures, and get-rich-quick. So he spent the decade working with common craftspeople, building simple constructions.
In fact, it means I go out of the system because I think this system is too strong. In system, almost no possibility to do a good architecture. No possibility.
Since then, Wang Shu has designed museums, housing, and many academic buildings, including an art academy campus using tiles salvaged from demolished houses. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson in Los Angeles.
Financier Alan Stanford's lawyers rested their case today without ever bringing the once high-flying businessman to the stand to testify on his own behalf. Stanford's accused of bilking investors out of more than $7 billion. His lawyers spent some 9 days presenting their case. 61-year-old Stanford's accused of running a 20-year scheme involving the sale of CDs from a Caribbean bank. He allegedly told investors their money was safe, but instead spent it on his businesses and lavish lifestyle. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.